Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello. I'm sorry, I couldn't get the mute off my phone in time. How is everyone this evening? I'm hoping and praying that everyone is doing well and doing good. I'm hoping and praying that everyone has been seeking God for deliverance and for healing, and that God saved them and their family and loved ones. I would like to say thank you all for tuning in to Blog Talk on this Monday night, June, what's the day, the 4th? Yeah, the 4th. That's how I know this summer is upon us and ready to get going. So we would like to say we are coming to you, Iron Sharpening Iron, through one of the ministries of Smile 3E that is presented every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are the host for the show on tonight. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she's on the line with us tonight. Minister Sheila, are you on the line? Apostle Elect, are you on the line tonight?
Yes, I am. But I'm okay. In the middle of something, so I see a whole bunch of number ones, and I don't know whose line that is, all of the number ones. But if it's Sheila, she's going to have to call from another line. Or if it's Dr. Wright, she's going to have to text you, letting you know that it's her.
Yeah, Dr. Wright is on. She's on the line. But what we're going to do is I'm going to ask Dr. Wright to lead us off in prayer, and then she can go into bringing the word forth on tonight and letting us know what she has for us and what God has put on her heart to give to the people that's listening on tonight. I'm sorry. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect, for letting me know that you are on the line. And Dr. Wright, are you on the line?
I am, woman of God, and you had asked me if I would do Facebook Live, and I'm preparing that right now, but I am ready when you are.
Okay, so we are ready. I'm going to ask you to open up with prayer and then go right into your program. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. We're kind of coordinating technology here. But let me tell you something. We are so excited, people of God. Thank you so much. Blog Talk staff and those that work with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, you are not short on sowing seeds of consistency and faithfulness. At this time, that is such a critical seed to sow. And just give me one moment.
Yes, we are. We will give you that time. Like she says, she's doing Facebook Live and she's setting up. So sometimes that do take a little time to get tuned in to what's going on with putting her page together. So what we're going to do is just give God the praise and the glory right now. Just thank God for everything. Not every big thing. We're just going to thank God for the little things that we take for granted. We're going to thank God for things we don't even realize that he do for us every day, such as waking us up this morning in our right mind with the strength to move our own arms and legs and the ability to get up, because some people can't even get up. So we just want to thank God for every little thing that he's done for us. Allow us to smile and be able to speak to people or speak back to people. That's what we're going to thank God for. We're waiting for the woman to get her program together, and then we're going to move on. So, Dr. Wright, are you ready right now, or you need a few more minutes?
No, I'm so sorry, woman of God. Yes. Listen, let me tell you something. I am so ready. And I have got a couple of things going on here, but we are so determined and we are pressing into this. We just are so grateful that you all are praying with us. Because we do have something powerful to share, and we are ready to do that right now. But let me tell you, listen, we are ready to bring in Facebook Live. Hello, Facebook Live. How are you? Come on. Join us real quick. We've already got the Blog Talk audience going. My God, thank you, woman of God, Minister Cecilia Kaiser, Apostle Alexa Cecilia Kaiser. We have got so much that we want to share because God is just exactly who he is. Let us just do this. We're going to move this right here because God is always who he has said he was, and he is demonstrating that for us in this hour, and we are so grateful. So come on in and share. Man of God, William Walls, Sylvia Kaiser, God bless you. Come on in. Look, Sylvia Kaiser is actually hosting the Blog Talk radio station, and so this woman of God is coming in, and, you know, forgive us for this time of delay. We were trying to coordinate everything, and, you know, we've got two kids and two dogs, and, you know, we're trying to get everybody quiet and not have any interruptions and be right where God wants us to be. But let me just get right into this. We are not going to be before you longer than the Spirit of the Lord is going to talk and share. How are you, Audrey Dorson? So good to see you. God bless you, Destiny. God, listen, let me tell you something. God is always moving. He's always speaking. I just don't know how else to encourage you to get to a place, get to a meeting place, get into a corporate setting where the Spirit of the Lord is moving by his undeniable power. Oh, this is not really the time to go to the church just because you have the church to go to. This is not the time for obligation church. This is not the hour for this is what I do and I meet and I go home with the same misery and the same discomfort and the same depressed, hopeless outlook. This is not that hour. This is the hour to go somewhere where the Spirit of the Lord will illuminate your heart and transform you and deposit the power of the transforming word into your heart so that you can go and be exactly who he had promised you you would be and say exactly what he tells you to say because the kingdom is still advancing. My God in heaven. Oh, yeah, we were delayed in our start, but we took off running because this is not the hour for that. We don't have time to sit back under man's philosophy and under doctrines that have no effectiveness. This is an hour where evil has risen up and begin to murder children. And oh my God, the diabolicalness on the TV would almost convince us that the kingdom is not advancing. But let me tell you something. Get yourself into a corporate meeting. Go somewhere where the Spirit of the Lord has his way. Go somewhere where you know that the worship is splitting. It's splitting darkness in two. And where the revelation of the word is exactly what you need to continue to be victorious. Because you should not only be overcoming, you should not only be conquering, and you should be more than conquering, because that's what the Bible says. If you don't have a conquering manifestation, you most definitely should have a conquering mindset. Oh, carnality is played out. Sitting in a boring, dead church. Oh, that was so last winter. But right now, the kingdom is advancing. The people of God, they hear him like they've never heard him before. Oh, don't you underestimate my king. My God, that's not what I came on here to say. But that's exactly what I came on here to say. This is not that hour. This is not that time. Because there is no way that darkness is going to outdo light. Oh, there's no way that evil is going to outpace good. Let me tell you something. Get somewhere where they're pouring out the man of God, where they're pouring out the increase and the revelation, where they're pouring it all the way down inside of you so that you leave and you know you're not the same, and so that you leave and you know your marriage is going to work. I don't care how many boyfriends she's got. I said when you leave the presence of the Lord in the corporate gathering, you know that you're going to have exactly what God said. You know that God is a covenant keeper. You know that God is a covenant keeper. You know that the promise on your life is yes and amen. My God in heaven, this is the hour. Get yourself into a congregation that teaches you how to conquer on Tuesday at the grocery store, that teaches you how to call that son from that drug house, how to teaches you how to call that daughter of yours out of that man that she's not married to's bed, that'll teach you how to call your wife back into a position and you never miss a step, man of God, gets you somewhere. Oh, yeah, he's pouring. He's pouring. Oh, God is speaking, but he's pouring. I'm telling you, there's a prophetic release of a mantle of the power of God like I've never seen before. Oh, but you better open up your heart. Open up your understanding. My God in heaven. I was visiting with the woman of God. Let me tell you something. I'm never going to stop honoring the apostle God gave me. I didn't say she was the only apostolic voice, but she's the one God gave me. I'm never going to stop honoring her. Before I stop, I'll give her double honor because that's like I got a Bible. I read my Bible. I'm never going to stop honoring the woman of God that stayed up and prayed for me when I couldn't pray for myself, that looked on the inside of me when I was whoring and doing everything I could figure out how to do, and I was doing it very well. And she said, you're not going to be there long. You're going to keep coming here. You're going to give God your life. She looked inside. She looked right in my eyes and saw in my soul. And she listened to God and said, tell her this and tell her that. Call her and tell her this. And she would call me. I would be out of the country. And she would say, God said, God said, God said. I'm never going to stop honoring her. I'm never going to stop telling everybody she's the one that did it. Everything you think is wonderful about the God in me, God had somebody that was obedient enough, that was patient enough, that was long-suffering enough, that was willing enough to pour the essence of God down in my wretchedness until I said, God, what must I do? I'm never going to stop honoring her. I was at her house. I had the honor of being at her home and being in her presence and listening to her voice as she speaks from the throne of God. And she said, daughter, let me tell you something. If you are not going to be serious, don't play with God. You are not going to be serious. Don't you play with God in this hour. She said, because the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Oh, you got to be violent. Yes, and you comfortable, you're not violent. You know, everybody like you. I bet you're not violent. But you got to be violent in order to take it. But the kingdom is suffering violence to prepare us to be those that'll go in and already set it ours. We're going to have to be violent to take it. Oh, sister, you have to take what's yours. You have to say, no. Every Hivite, every Jebusite that showed up in my marriage, I take back the covenant that God gave me. Oh, yeah, you've suffered violence. You suffered accusation. You suffered persecution. But it was not to crush you. It was to make you violent. Oh, it was not to discourage you. It was to make you violent. It wasn't to make you hopeless. It was to make you violent because the kingdom of heaven suffers violent. But you've got to become violent in order to stand up under the pressure that the world would like to believe that it's going to get you to conform. Oh, but you're not, because you've already been suffering violence and you become the violent and you're going to begin to overthrow and overtake because you're going to take it by force. You're going to take it by the force, the power that is in the word of God. You're going to exert the power of the kingdom against adultery and fornication. You're going to exert the power of the kingdom against perversion because you suffered the violence and the attacks and the persecution and the lies and the accusations. So you're going to go in and take financial prosperity. You're going to go in and take it because you become the violent. You become the violent. You're going to go in and take it. This is the violent hour. This is the violent hour. Oh, I just said that to encourage you. Get yourself somewhere. Get yourself somewhere to an assembly. My God in heaven, where they're teaching you how to suffer and become. Where they're teaching you how to suffer and become. If you at a church and every time you whine, then they do a whole sermon and reality show about you. I'm going to encourage you to ask yourself, are you becoming violent? Are you able to recognize the darkness and separate it from the light? And say, darkness, right?
church. They cannot start a Bible club because the kingdom of heaven subdivides and divides. The violent are the only ones that are going to be able to take it. The violent are the only ones that are going to be able to hold it. The violent are the only ones that are going to be able to maintain it. The violent are the only ones that are going to be able to secure it. The violent are the only ones that are going to be able to overthrow. The violent. I said, can you start a violent club? Say, God didn't give me permission to leave this dead congregation, but can I start a violent club? God didn't give me permission to leave this dead choir, but can I sing a violent song about the Torah? I dare you. I dare you, if you get committed and you feel obligated to be amongst the dead, ask the pastor, can you start a violent club? Say, God, say, I just want to know, do I have your permission to start a violent club? Renard, I dare you to do it. Go ask the pastor. Say, we've been saying the same thing and doing the same thing. Can I start a violent club? Because the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. But the violence, I say, you're going to have to get violent against fornication, or you're going to be screwing all night. You're going to have to get violent against jealousy, or you always going to find somebody and think your husband's so because she's cuter than you. She is. But until you become violent out of jealousy and say, listen, I don't care what, that's mine and that's mine and that's mine, you're going to have to become violent because the violent can take. The violent can possess the kingdom. The violent can overthrow. The violent can conquer. Those things. You say, well, you know, I hate this thing. Pastor Troy ministered on this so powerfully yesterday because God is moving by his spirit all over the earth. I said, God is moving by his spirit all over the earth. And Pastor Troy ministered things so strong. He said, yeah, that generational thing. You know, that generational. You know, everybody's got their favorite word. I really don't even care. I'm trying to tell you something. Because my apostle said, you know, we're not cursed, but sometimes we have generational thirst. Oh, y'all don't understand what I'm saying. I am absolutely blessed because my Bible says I am. But sometimes because I saw my mother and my grandmother and my great-grandmother turn tricks. I mean, not that. I saw them on food stamps, and I saw them lying to daddy, and I saw them cussing him out. And okay, that's me. You know what you saw. You know what you saw. So, but I'm not cursed anymore. I'm talking about me. I'm not cursed. Oh, God has said he blessed me with a million blessings. I am under the covenant of blessings. I'm the son of Abraham. I'm blessed. But I have thirst and appetite to be abused and devalued like all the women in my family. And I have an appetite for it. And sometimes I would get in relationships, and the more names they called me, the more I felt like I had to explain my value because my thirst, my appetite lined itself up with what I had already seen. And so sometimes you find yourself, you say, you know, my daddy was like this. My daddy was mean. I'm telling you, Pastor Troy ministered so, God help us today. He said, y'all, my family, you're my father's side, they A, B, C, D. And on my mother's side, they E, F, G, and H. And I find myself, I was saying, I'm never going G and B. I'm never going to do that. And when I looked up, that's exactly what I was doing because I have an appetite for that thing because that's what I see. And so generationally, I don't know what, I don't care what you call it, generationally, you can see a pattern. I dare you to sit in the Holy Ghost and say, God, what is the pattern of my generation? Because I'm about to get violent against it. Oh, my God in heaven, I'm about to get violent. I'm about to go absolutely postal of this thing that I saw, because I will sit here and eat ramen and water before I be a seventh generation on public aid. Y'all don't understand, but I'm violent. I'm not starving, I'm violent. Oh, baby, I'll put ketchup, mustard, relish, honey, and sea salt on some ramen noodles before I be the eighth generation on public aid. Let me tell you something. I will sit here by myself before I be the fourth generation of women that were devalued and seduced and whored out and made idols of men that refused to worship the king. I will sit in this house and watch paint dry because I'm violent. Let me tell you something. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. from the violence, so that you can take possession of the promise of God. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violence take by force. You can't be complacent. You say, girl, that girl always had a nasty attitude. No, you got to get up and say, listen, let me tell you something. You nasty attitude, you don't belong to my daughter. My daughter is sweet, loving, kind, compassionate, and full of the fruit of the Spirit. Excuse me, and if you ever show up in my daughter's mind and she lets you come out her mouth, I'm going to get right in your face again because I'm violent. You're not going to do that to nothing that belongs to me. Oh, because I can't take this laying down. Talking about us, she always, no, not mine. Not my daughter. Not my auntie. Not my uncle. Everybody in my family are nuts. Everybody in my family are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Everybody in my family is from the lineage of Abraham. Everybody in my family is prospering because their souls are prosper. Everybody in my family is saved, and the salvation of the Lord is their portion. And you know what violence looks like? It looks like warring in the spirit. It looks like intercession in a midnight hour. I don't have time to sleep. I've got to war because we've got to become violent. Get off them dead benches. Get out of them dead churches. Tell your pastor, inbox me. I promise you, if you leave, I'm big enough, girl, to tell him I asked you to leave. If you're not somewhere that they're chasing you, how to become violent. All because the kingdom of heaven, I'm also suffers violence. But until you become violent, you're going to be took. You're not going to be taken. Oh, you're going to be took. You're not going to be taken. And this is the hour to take it. This is the hour to take our food back. You can put the presence of God out of me. You took Bibles out of school. But if I walk in that school, you can't take God out of me. I'll walk these halls if my son is in here. Oh, yes, I will, and I'm taking back. I'm taking back the safety of our children. Don't you dare sit up in fear. Don't you dare let evil paralyze you. Let the authority of God and of none effect. All the doctrine and philosophies of men make the word of God of none effect. That's why we don't submit to them. We're violent. Oh, yes, the kingdom is on its rise. The king is on its throne. Oh, you can take the Bibles out of school, but you can't take the Holy Ghost out of me. I'll walk these hallways. Bet not nobody come in here looks like they got nothing like her. You bet not. I'll put everything in this building under Holy Ghost arrest. Oh, my God. Don't you dare tell me the authority of God has to submit to the wicked powers of Babylon. No, it doesn't. You're not violent. Who is you, the church? Who is you, the church? You're the church. That's why that church you're going to is dead as a doorknob, because they think that the building is the church. I'm the church, and the fire of God is resident in me. Don't tell me what I cannot when my Bible tells me I can. My God, don't you dare lay my face and tell me what I cannot do when my Bible says I can. All I've got to do is get violent. All I've got to do is get mad enough to get up in the midnight hour and say, Arabako, Tatarabakana Masotaya. No, you will not. You will not devour my husband, heroin. You will not devour him. I call him forward. I call him forward now. I call him forward where he is. Oh, I dare you to get by. Because we're going to take it when we get by. When we get tired of being tired. When we get tired of water cooler talk. When did you see on MSNBC? And did you see on CNN and ABC, DESG? And did you see and did you see? But I thought the Bible says that we walk not by sight, we walk by faith. Oh, I'm becoming violent with my faith. This will never happen to me and mine. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Let me tell you, violent faith will take it. My God in heaven. All we've got to do is become violent. The kingdom of heaven, it does suffer. Can I go back to that? The kingdom of heaven suffers. I know I've been talking about being violent. Let me just go back to the A clause. If you were just with me, I promise you, I won't be one here one second longer than the Holy Ghost wants to speak. the kingdom of heaven suffers. Ryan, I said, the kingdom of heaven suffers. The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven suffers. The kingdom of heaven suffers. Why am I saying that? Because I don't want you to think that when you are becoming violent, that you're sitting at Starbucks eating a cinnamon schnitzel cupcake and drinking a latte, and you're saying, you know, devil, you are not going to take my daughter. You are not going to have my son. I don't care how many children you are not. No. You're going to suffer that thing. You're going to suffer the anguish and the disappointment, but it's only to make you violent. The kingdom suffers, and I am concerned about a doctrine that tries to convince us that we are going to get through without suffering. Don't you know Jesus suffered? How in the world are you going to get his image? And he suffered, and you're going to get his image. You're going to get his anointing. You're going to get his violent focus. You're going to get his violent determination, and you're not going to suffer. I don't mean to imply that you are going to suffer lifelong poverty, that you are going to suffer years and decades of abuse. This is why this thing has to be teased out. This is why you need to study the word, that you be a woman that not make God ashamed. Because sometimes we have to admit we are suffering because of our carnal, fleshly, disobedient, rebellious, I just wanted her so bad decision. That's not the suffering relegated to the kingdom. That's the suffering that your flesh read you to. I'm not trying to walk you down condemnation street. I'm trying to give you a strong understanding so that you can become the body that God needs. You've got to go back and say, God, first of all, I did this. Okay, I did this, and I did this, and I did this. God, I'm asking you now, how do I proceed? Because I am now suffering this thing. What is the next step so that this violence can lead only to me becoming violent? Please stay with me. If you believe that God ordained struggle, abuse, it won't make you violent, it'll make you weak. It won't make you violent, it'll make you complacent. It won't make you violent, it'll make you bitter. It won't make you violent. But if you say, God, you didn't ordain this. The Bible says only the good and perfect gift comes from God. This is not what you said. I did this. I recognize I wasn't humble in this place. I heard you say don't take this promotion. I heard you say it. But in the weakness of the moment, I walked away from you. And now that I am such, how do I make it so that this violence becomes that should be suffered by those that are kingdom and not the violence that I am suffering as a consequence only? Because sometimes what the enemy will do is that he will take our decisions, the consequences of our decisions, and try to say that we are suffering for the kingdom. We don't want to mix those two. We want to be very clear that if they're persecuting me, they're persecuting me for the righteousness in my heart, not for perfection, not for self-righteousness, but because of the righteous position that I have obtained in the king. So if I'm being persecuted, I'm being persecuted for righteousness' sake. If I am being talked about, it's because I will not compromise. I will not gossip and bet. If I'm being persecuted, it's because I have said God saved him, and now he's raising in our house, and he's calling me names, and I know that's the enemy trying to move me because God promised me that he was going to do the work I asked him to do. We must be clear that when we suffer a thing, that we go back to God with an open heart and say, God, what is this suffering? If this is the suffering of the kingdom, if this is the violence that is associated with my kingdom position, then it will lead me to the violence where I will take the promise. It will lead me to the violence where I will take that drug addiction away from my lineage. It will lead me to the violence position where I will take and overthrow God, is this the kingdom suffering I'm suffering? Let me not mix up something I've done with your suffering that's only going to lead me to bitterness. It's not going to lead me to kingdom violence. It's going to lead me to hating men and saying, see, all men are dogs, not all men. That man, the one that God told you not to marry, he knew that he wasn't ready to be committed. He knew that he wasn't ready to be the king. He knew. That's why he told you, no, go back and don't act like you're suffering that piece of it. Because of the kingdom, you're suffering that piece of it. Come on, sis, you got to walk with me. You're suffering that piece of it because you didn't obey. Don't mix the two. Don't mix the two. Because that's how we get erroneous doctrines, that God's got to put us in bad situations so that we can pray for us. He's got to give us all kind of manner of disease and evil wickedness because God, let me tell you something. God gave you breath. If he wants to get your attention, I guarantee you if he takes it back for 47 seconds, he'll have your full undivided attention for the rest of your life. Let me tell you something. God doesn't have to work a mojo on you to get your attention, but at the same time, the kingdom of heaven, those that have aligned themselves with right living, those that have aligned themselves with the advancement of the king's agenda, those that have died in him will suffer violence. The violence that will make you violent. And the violence will take it. The violence will take it, not just endure it. Oh, no, I'm not going to endure you torturing me, being sexist and racist. I'm going to get up at 3 in the morning, midnight. Or I can only sleep for 15 minutes tonight because I'm violent. I've got to get before the throne of God. I've got to exercise and release the authority of my king. Why? Because I'm violent. Oh, no, you won't. All the weapons of my warfare are not carnal. No, you won't get me in a back and forth with some carnal, racist, sexist, bigoted fool. Silly rabbit, carnality is for kids. I'm going to get up in the midnight hour and say, God, you see what it says. You see what they're doing. You see what they're doing. Reign of righteousness in that place. Reign of righteousness in our hearts. Reign it. Oh, that's what I'm asking them all, because I'm buying it. The kingdom of heaven will suffer. Let me tell you something. All of these people, anywhere you go, and they try to convince you that the kingdom of heaven is not going to suffer, get your Bible and read it for yourself. We're going to suffer violence. But it's the violence that will make us violent. Oh, let me tell you something. God didn't bring you over here to die. Don't you know you are already condemned? If God's plan for you was to bring you over here, to bring you to utter destruction, he could have left you where you were. The kingdom suffering violence is so that you can rise up in the authority of the king and take what he said. Take it in the face of Babylon. Take it in the face of rebellion. Take it in the face of adultery. Take it in the face of racism. Oh, my, yes. Hey, say, oh, yeah, God's going to do exactly what he said. Good morning, Mr. Johnson. Don't you know if you continue in the love of God in the face of somebody that's mean as a junkyard dog, that you are being so violent that you're just heaping coals of fire on them? Sometimes they walk away burning mad because they don't know why they can't get a rise out of you. Oh, because I'm violent. I'm not carnal violent. I'm not Babylon violent. I'm kingdom violent. Oh, and I'm going to take this thing right by force. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning, Mr. Johnson, just getting ready for this good morning right here. Good morning. How are you, Mr. Johnson? Have a wonderful day. I didn't say go there quoting scriptures, acting like you don't have no sense, away from your job in the bathroom for 45 minutes talking about your interceding. You are being slothful and disobedient. Go back to your seat. Create a prayer wheel down in your belly that you cannot miss a beat, and you can be overturning darkness with a glance and a smile. The kingdom of heaven. My God, let me tell you, I heard T.D. Jakes say this, and let me tell you something. If I could lay my hand on you and give you my anointing, Do you know I'm going to go straight to God and say, why did I have to suffer for it? Why did I have to die? Why did I have to leave this and leave that? Why did I have to smile when they were talking about me like a dog? Why did I have to do that and be crushed and be broken and cry and ask you why and what is going on and wrestle with my doubt and unbelief until my faith becomes? Why did I have to do that if nobody else has to suffer with me? Put away that doctrine, that easy place. But let me tell you, over here, the Bible said, he says, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. That's because I died in him, not because my life becomes easy street and I'm just going to walk around grabbing the convenient scripture, the one that suits my flesh and the situation I'm in, and I'm going to make all of my wrongs right. That is not Bible. That is not the kingdom. Oh, but the kingdom of heaven understands that I sometimes got to get violent when my alarm clock goes off. I've got to put my alarm clock 8 steps out of my reach so that when I get up and tempted to hit that snooze button and tempted to snooze through my prayer time, that instead of walking over to it, instead of walking, stop over there and say, no, you won't. No, you won't get back in the bed. I'm violent. I've got to get violent against my nasty attitude. I've got to get violent against my bitterness. I've got to get violent against depression. I've got to get violent against hopelessness. Because I'm not going to take poverty and turn it into prosperity until I get violent. Let me tell you, do you know if you still quote your pastor, you're not violent, you're a parent. To get violent and say, God, you know, the pastor preached the fire word. Get in that word and see what God tells you. So even though you may have heard it first from him, it's been birthed in you. The revelation of the truth of God has been birthed in you. And the next time that scripture comes out of your mouth, you say, I will conquer, and I will more than conquer by what God has told me in his word. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He is faithful to his word concerning me. All of his promises. If you still quoting a prophet, do I have to tell you that you're not violent, you're a parent? I didn't say it was a lying prophet, but if that prophet told you something, find it in this word and say, God, this is that thing, that man of God, that woman of God, that prophetic voice spoke that thing, it exploded in my heart. Let me get over here to Corinthians. Let me get over here to Acts and let me see what you're saying to me, because that thing was so real and that lit a fire in my belly. And when I get up from studying and meditating, that word that you have the prophet released, it's going to be birthed in me, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Oh, my God, we need to be violent. I didn't say you need to. I said we need to. Let me tell you, you can examine yourself and examine again. If you're the most violent kingdom citizen you know, I bet you God's got another violence for you. I bet you God's got another death. He's got another death of violence. He's got another level of authority he's ready to give you. He's got another level of revelation and understanding he's got, so that those generational thirsts won't come and ravage your whole family. So that those generational thirsts that we spoke about earlier won't come and destroy your baby boy. Oh, he's got another level of authority. If you're the most violent kingdom citizen you ever seen, I bet you God got another level of violence. Seek him for it. Seek him for some violence. I bet you if you just for 5, 7 days, 7 minutes, ask God for something in his kingdom and let him add that car you're begging him for with your lustful self and add that man that you're begging him for. Oh, that's just me. And add that new house that you're begging him for. If you say, God, I don't want nothing but to be more violent. I just want to be more violent so I can take the promise. I want to be more violent. promise you, going to be suffering and taking. Jesus suffered so that he could take the keys of death and hell. Let me read your Bible. Anything I promise you, they're going to be suffering and taking. All you've got to know is that it's to only make you violent, that your taking is sure, that the promise is definite. You've got to not bend your knee. You've got to not wear out before you take it. You've got to not wear out in the suffering. Oh, you got to say, yeah, I'm suffering, but that's just so I can take it. Oh, I've got some promises to take. I've got some businesses to take. I got a lineage to take. Oh, yeah, I got some men that I'm about to snatch out of drug dealer. I'm about to take them off the street. Oh, I've got some illiteracy to take off my family. I've got some poverty to take off my nieces. I've got some Alzheimer's to take off my grandparents. I'm suffering it. I'm suffering it every time. I'm not doing anything but becoming more violent. The kingdom of heaven has a violent, and the violent take it by force. Woman of God, it's back to you.
God, my God, Dr. Prophet is right. I was blessed on tonight to know that I am a conqueror, to know that I know that I better be striving to be a conqueror, to understand that I have to open up my heart just to know that I can ask God for what I want, and to know that when he tells me that I can go for it, I got to go for it with violence. When I want my deliverance, when I want to be set free, I have to go fighting with violence, not what, like I'm just on the battlefield talking, well, I want this, but I got to go forth like I'm going forth for something that I want diligently and desperately for my heart. I thank God for the word that was brought forth tonight. I thank God for the woman of God that brought forth the word. I'm asking Apostle Elect Cecilia if she's opening up the line so that you all can speak into the woman of God's life, to let her know how much you were encouraged on tonight, to let her know that you just been blessed with the word that she brought forth, the message that God put in her heart to share with us. Apostle Elect, is the lines open?
The lines are open.
Okay, so you all can freely speak to the woman of God on tonight.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to first start off by saying again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, for the woman. Thank you for a prophetess, Antoine Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Apostle Sandra Thomas, Minister Renee Kaiser, Minister Brandon. I just want to say thank you all for all of them. Excuse how I'm coming in. I was caught up. I was busy, but I thank the Lord that I was able to at least get into part of the service tonight. All I got to say is, Dr. Serena, if you haven't hit the bullseye, you haven't hit it on the head, I can't say what you didn't say that was not impressing me and enduring me. Excuse me for stumbling, because it was so powerful, it was so beautiful, it was so true. And I also want to apologize for missing the beginning and coming in almost to the end. But all I want to say is, Lord, I thank you and thank you for letting me get in on this word, because what I have heard, I could just imagine how much I have missed. I just want to say thank you. And Dr. Serena, don't stop, because when you open your mouth, it is so true, it is so powerful, it is so real. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into Dr. Prophetess Serena Wright Life on tonight?
This is Cecilia. Just wanted to say there were so many nuggets. Thank you, Dr. Wright, for reminding us that we're overcomers, reminding us that we're more than conquerors, reminding us that we, just like we read in the Bible, it says, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. When the word of God reminds us to speak to that mountain, when the word of God reminds us to rebuke those things, when you said we have to remember to say, darkness, you got to go, and not be tolerating things and dealing with things, but walking in the power and the authority that God has given us, and not worrying about what people are thinking or saying, because it's all about what did God say and what did God tell you to say. Where did God tell you to go? Who did God tell you to impart in? Like you said, with Apostle Sandra Thomas imparting so much in many of our lives and the things that she's gone through and goes through for that anointing that God has on her life, what sense would it have made for her to go through all of those things and the things that we've been through, and if we could have just went to someone and they could have given us their towel, given us their handkerchief, or laid hands on us, or spoke a prophetic word in our lives, and then, bam, instantly we would be anointed, you know, to minister to the world. I thank you for reminding us that it's not going to be something that you just walk up and it's poof. You're going to have to be violent about it, not violent in the sense of the world, but be violent in the sense of the destiny and the purpose that God has placed in our lives, that we cannot be punks about it. We have to go after that thing with all that he has placed in us, his word and his Holy Spirit. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Apostle-elect, for your words of encouragement to Dr. Wright. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to Dr. Wright's life for tonight? Okay. I'm going to just say this to you, Dr. Wright. I thank you for letting us know we can't be comfort in our place of sin. We can't be comfortable in our place of disparity. We can't be comfortable, like you say, with living under and in a generational curse. We can't be comfortable doing those things. We got to know that the only thing that we will find comfort is in God. When you said that God is a comfort keeper, I thank you for putting that into our spirit, pouring that into our heart, and just speaking that into our life to let us know it's okay to know where you can and who you can be, depend on finding comfort in. I thank you for letting us know that it's okay to go to your past and say, I'm dying here. Can I start up a violent club? Well, then you will get some saints that's not traditional. They said that the violence going to take it by force. So that means they're going to go about it in whatever way they have to go to do what God has put in their heart to do, as long as they're doing it by the word, by the Spirit of God. Like Apostle Elect just said, not in the natural, but it's a spiritual fight. And we're going to go to our pastors and say, can I start a violent club? I just want to thank you for the word again on tonight. And I'm just going to ask Apostle Elect, does she have anything she would like to say, or anyone that you would like for us to pray for on tonight?
Amen. I will ask us to once again pray for Apostle Sandra Thomas, pray for God to refill and replenish and refresh Dr. Serena Wright, who's poured out so much on tonight. Pray for Minister Denise. Pray for Minister Sylvia, pray for Minister Sheila. Just pray for the men and women of God and their seed and their seed, both natural, spiritual, and adopted.
Amen. I'm going to ask everyone, please keep my family in prayer, because I was talking with Apostle Elect earlier, and I said I know that the Word of God talks about how your children's children will be blessed. down to the seventh generation, and they talked about how your children could also be cursed. For my family and for all of the children of my sisters and brothers, and just thank God, you know, that you're petitioning him on behalf of my family. So, Dr. Wright, are there any cheap plugs that you would like to put out?
You know, woman of God, thank you so much, and God bless everyone, and just, you know, your willingness to share. And I do understand that these archives will be available for generations long after many of us are not even here. But let me tell you, the word of God is always a now word. And so we just thank God for this opportunity, and we thank God for what has gone forward. And we just would ask of you all that are in the Chicagoland area to please come by. I often will make, you know, a lighthearted joke about it, and I definitely do shamelessly plug my church, the Fountain of Living Water, where our pastor is Pastor Troy Thomas. But I'm telling you, more than that, get to somewhere where God is moving and speaking and pouring a liberating, powerful, his liberating, powerful spirit into your heart. And we would love to have you come and share with us at the Fountain of Living Waters Church at 8:30 a.m., 4244 West Madison Avenue in Chicago. We would love that. Inbox us, myself, Pastor Troy, Servant Troy Thomas, Kathy Kendall. We would love to have you come and in fellowship with us and become the violent with us as we move forward and take the King's agenda. Woman of God, do you want me to pray?
Yes, ma'am, please.
Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now for your word. Your word is sure. We have no doubt about what has been released, and we've received it. We've opened our heart to receive your word bountifully. It has fallen on good ground, and God, if any of our suffering that we've done for the kingdom, it is only to make us violent, that we might take and possess those things that you have in store for us. We thank you for it, God, for you are the faithful King. So we thank you for that in all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. We want to thank you all for listening on tonight. Thank you for being faithful to our program. Thank you for being faithful to God. We want to say, don't forget, we're here every Monday night from starting at 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry. Don't forget to tune in on Friday for our very own Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Healed. She starts at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, are on the air at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time with Let's Talk. And one thing I want you all to keep in mind, tonight the woman of God spoke on being a conqueror in the kingdom. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. With that being said, know this, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. We love you, and we're looking forward to you tuning in next week. Good night.